This is Pauline Oliveros here to introduce my composition and recording. The title of my text score is Environmental Dialogue, revised 2015 for the Conservatorio di Musica Benedetto Marcello, Venezia. I like to listen to the weather, its songs and rhythms. Sometimes the sounds of weather join me in my performances. In Naples, 1981, on tour with Elaine Summers' Dance and Film Company, we were in the Castle of the Egg on an outdoor plaza overlooking the beach. We were performing a dance piece about the winds. I was accompanying the dancers with wind-like passages that I was playing on my accordion. The wind gradually started to rise and join the music. We were all elated to feel the presence of the wind in this piece. Soon we began to feel particles of sand from the beach below. The intensity of the swirling waves of sand blown at us by the wind soon became too threatening and drove us all off the stage and inside to safety. I was in Guelph, Ontario, for a solo performance with my accordion. During the day at my hotel, I was watching the largest media event in history, the funeral of Princess Diana in Toronto, Ontario. Thousands of people gathered in the stadium to watch this event. I was moved, and that evening, as a prelude to my concert, I invited the audience to join me in an improvisatory exploration of the energies of two extraordinary women, Princess Diana and Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa had also passed a couple of weeks prior to Princess Diana. We were in a large square Anglican church with beautiful stained glass windows and a good resonance. I thought this would be an appropriate place for a tribute to these two powerful women. Just as I explained my process of performance to the audience and was saying, quote, I have to listen to everything all the time and include what I am hearing in my performance, unquote, there was the first low rumble of thunder. The audience sighed audibly, and I began to play with the thunder. There were sudden flashes of lightning that lit up the stained glass windows in wonderful irregular rhythms. Thunder growled and rolled. I felt like I was playing with God's percussion and light show. Soon a heavy rain drummed on the roof. Somewhere toward the middle of the performance, two, not one, but two of the loudest thunderclaps I ever heard sounded directly over the church. This was certainly climactic climate. As my 45-minute performance began to end, the storm followed suit, tapered off, and ended with me. The next day, I read that not one, but two tornadoes had blown through the town. What a magnificent duet! In the review of my concert, the critic noted the storm as well. Maybe Princess Diana and Mother Teresa had spoken. A performance of my environmental dialogue took place at the Conservatorio di Musica Benedetto Marcello, Venezia, on February 6, 2015, during a windstorm, with 20 players of mixed jazz, classical instrumentalists and singers, plus a young girl of 11 years playing toy piano. The beautiful old building that houses the conservatorio became activated by the wind, and the banging doors and resonating windows became an engaging, percussive part of the musical dialogue. The recording that you are about to hear was made in the concert hall, Conservatorio di Musica, with coordination of Paolo Lasagna. During the workshop, Pauline Oliveros, Environmental Dialogue with the participation of Musica Foscari, musical project of the Università Ca' Foscari Venezia with Daniele Goldoni. The 20 players were Alessandro Baldi, voice, Paolo Calzavera, pax, electroacoustic hacking, Raul Catalano, drums and percussion, Marco Sintasso, double bass, Enrico Coniglio, duduk clarinet, Giovanni Dignello, laptop, Marco Gasperini, laptop, Alfredo Giammanco, Elisis Micron, Marco Glashi, electric guitar, Daniele Goldoni, trumpet, Lisa La Pietra, voice, Bianca Mafucci, piccolo, Simone Sacchi, laptop, Dario Severi, laptop, Giovanni Sparano, laptop, Carlo Siega, electric guitar, Agnese Toniutti, piano, Johann Merik, Yamaha AN2000, Gerlando Andrea Terrana, laptop, Paolo Zavagna, sound projection and coordination. The recording of environmental dialogue will begin directly after my reading of the score. The score instructions are offered here to the radio audience that you might participate by listening to and merging with sounds in your own space as well as the recording. Environmental Dialogue, revised 2015 for the Conservatorio di Musica Benedetto Marcello di Venezia by Pauline Oliveros, Venezia 2015. For any number of singers or instrumentalists, including the radio audience, each player finds a place to be, near to or distant from the others. Each indoors or out of doors, the meditation begins by each person observing his or her own breathing. Each player finds a place to be, either near to or distant from the others. Each indoors or out of doors. The meditation begins by each person observing his or her own breathing. Audience members also find their own places mixed in with the performers. Audience may be informed of the score. As each person becomes aware of the field of sounds from the environment, each person individually and gradually begins to gently reinforce the pitch or timbre of any one of the sound sources that has attracted their attention. If one loses touch with the sound source, then wait quietly for another. Merge with the in-between. Reinforce means to strengthen or to sustain by merging one's own pitch, timbre, with the sound source. This means to become a part of what is perceived. Some sounds may be too fleeting to merge with. Let them go. If the pitch of the sound source is out of vocal or instrumental range, reinforce it mentally. Note, selected sounds are not to be imitated. Reinforce means to merge rather than imitate. This means that a part of a sound, rather than the whole sound, could be the target. The sound source is reinforced either vocally, instrumentally, or mentally. Dancers could reinforce perceived motion inside or outside the environment. The result of this meditation will probably produce a resonance of the environment. This will be particularly true according to the performance space. Some of the sounds will be too short to reinforce. A repeated sound, though short, could be anticipated. Some sounds will disappear as soon as the reinforcement begins. It is fine to wait and listen. Merging with sound or silence will produce a resonant state of awareness. Sounds that are made by other performers are a part of the environment and also may be reinforced.
Mm-hmm.